Time now for sports with the mighty Douglas in Puga, sitting in for Sonny Young. Happy Friday, Douglas.
Happy Friday, Kim.
What's on tap today?
Well, Kim will kick off with football.
Okay,
or
great.
Or soccer for that
matter. Alrighty.
Yeah, thank you. Manchester City midfielder Yaya Toure is one of the players that have received nominations for the Professional Footballers Association's Player of the Year award. Ivorian Toure, 30, is Manchester City's top league scorer with 18 goals from 31 appearances. Other nominees are Liverpool trio Luis Suarez, Steven Gerrard, and Daniel Sturridge. Also nominated is winger Eden Hazard of Chelsea and Southampton's playmaker Adam Lallana. Sturridge and Hazard have also been nominated for the Young Player Award, along with Liverpool's Raheem Sterling, Arsenal's Aaron Ramsey, Everton's Ross Barkley, and Southampton's Luke Shaw. Uruguay striker Suarez, 27, heads the Premier League scoring charts, netting 29 league goals for top-of-the-table Liverpool. His strike partner Sturridge, 24, has scored 20 Premier League goals, while captain Gerrard, 33, has contributed 13 goals and 11 assists for the free-scoring Reds. In Ethiopia, the Ethiopian Football Federation has confirmed it has agreed a deal for Portuguese coach Mariano Barreto to take charge of the national football team. The former Ghana coach will be unveiled on Tuesday, according to EFF President Junior Dibasha. He replaces Senewet Bishar, who was sacked in February after a poor campaign at the African Nations Championship in South Africa. Barreto's main task will be to lead the Walia Antelopes to the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations in Morocco. Ethiopia are one of the 21 nations who have gone straight into the group stages of the Nations Cup qualifiers, which get underway in September. The 57-year-old quit Ghana in September 2004 after just 9 months in charge, citing problems in communications with the country's football association. He went on to coach Portuguese side Meritimo and several other clubs in Europe.
The Sunny Side of Sports welcomes your comments. You can send me email at sunny@voanews.com. Sunny is spelled S-O-N-N-Y. And pick up a pen or a pencil and a piece of paper. My full postal mailing address is The Sunny Side of Sports, Voice of America, 330 Independence Avenue Southwest, Room 1613, Washington, D.C., 20237.
Missing breaking news is something that you never have to worry about.
VOAAfrica.com.
It's always there on our website, VOAAfrica.com. First, fast, fair, and in-depth news is what you get.
This is the Sunny Side of Sports, so coming to you live from Washington. Mauritius host Mauritania on Sunday, looking to overturn a one-goal deficit in the second leg of the Africa Cup of Nations preliminary round qualifier. The Islanders coach Akbar Patel has three new faces in his squad for the match after they missed last week's first leg loss in Nouakchott. Kevin Brew has been released by his Bulgarian club Levski Sofia, while locally based Fabrice Pithia and 38-year-old Jimmy Kandasme, who plays in Reunion, have all been called up. The Mauritanians have been boosted by the arrival of Zamalek forward Dominique Da Silva, who missed the first leg because he had to play for his Egyptian club. Mauritania midfielder Adam Ba, who scored the only goal of the first leg, is equally confident of victory. His teammate Ahmedou, who plays in England, says the best form of defence for his side will be to attack and try and extend their lead. The overall winner will go into next Saturday's draw for the next round of preliminary qualifiers. They will join 27 nations in the draw for the next stage, which will be played next month. Eventually, seven countries will advance to join the 21 top-seeded sides in the group phase that will decide the qualifiers for the Nations Cup finals in Morocco next year.
Visit VOA's website at www.voanews.com. You can read in-depth reports from VOA correspondents around the world. You can also download audio and video files and play them on your computer or portable MP3 player. www.voanews.com. Online news for a changing world.
Yes, with just about 54 days to go to the opening of the World Cup, we go to our weekly countdown for the 2014 FIFA World Cup. And for an update, let's go straight to Lagos and join Netline Africa's Segun on the dot at DMA. Hello, Segun.
Good evening, Douglas. Serious concerns remain about Brazil's readiness. There are doubts over whether stadiums will be finished in time, and it is highly unlikely that all promised infrastructure work will be completed. Organizers will also have to worry about the widespread street protests that are expected during the tournament. Demonstrators are already unhappy about corruption, poor public services, and the billions of dollars being spent to host the World Cup and the 2016 Olympics. Right now, three stadiums and several airports are not ready. Despite the delays, President Sepp Blatter of World Soccer's governing body, FIFA, said the 2014 World Cup will be the, quote, most successful of all time, unquote. Blatter made the promise to Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff, according to Rousseff's office. Rousseff said she spoke with Blatter on the phone for 10 minutes and accepted his invitation to attend FIFA's 64th Congress in Sao Paulo on June 10th, 2 days before the kickoff of the World Cup in the city. Well, whatever happens, one country that will be looking forward to a successful World Cup is Cameroon. The indomitable Lions will be looking to recapture the good old days. Cameroon became the first African team to reach the World Cup quarterfinals at the 1990 tournament in Italy. The country has qualified for all but one World Cup since, only missing out on the 2006 edition in Germany. At the last World Cup in South Africa, Cameroon had a disappointing outing, losing to the Netherlands, Japan, and Denmark. But that is now history. In South Africa, we completely veered off target, Cameroon midfielder John Macon said. But I think we have a better team now with better organization, and the players are happy and united. Last month, the indomitable Lions were routed 5-1 by Portugal in their first warm-up match for the tournament. But Cameroon will try to regroup during a training camp in Austria from May 20th to 31st. The team will play two friendlies against Macedonia and Paraguay before putting the finishing touches to its preparations against Germany on June 1st. In Brazil, Cameroon will play Mexico on June 13th, then Croatia on June 18th, and Brazil on June 23rd. Another of Africa's five representatives in Brazil is Ghana. The Black Stars are also looking forward to a brilliant outing at the World Cup, despite being in a tough group. Football fans at home will have an opportunity to see the Black Stars in action before they fly out to begin preparations for the World Cup. According to the Ghana Football Association, a farewell game has been arranged for the Black Stars against home-based players in the domestic leagues on May 31st at the Accra Sports Stadium in the nation's capital. Players from the Premier League as well as Divisions 1 and 2 will be selected to form the local squad, which will take on Kwesi Appiah's side. The Black Stars will begin official preparations with a friendly match against Holland on May 25th before moving to their training camp in the United States. Ghana is grouped with three-time world champion Germany, Portugal, and the United States in the first phase of the 2014 World Cup. Apart from Cameroon and Ghana, other teams that will fly the African flag in Brazil are Algeria, Ivory Coast, and Nigeria. I'm Segun Adeyemi in Lagos. Now sending it back to Douglas, the mighty Umpuga, in Washington.
Thank you, Segun. Segun will join us again next week for another sports report. Now let's join Daybreak Africa sportsman Mark Holman in Johannesburg, South Africa.
We begin with the golf. Defending champions and hosts South Africa amassed 23 points to retain the Africa Zone 6 Golf Championship crown in Cape Town on Thursday. Runners-up Zimbabwe scored 19 points, while Namibia were third with 15.5 points. Swaziland were fourth, followed by Kenya, Malawi, Mauritius, while Zambia and Uganda are jointly in seventh position, as Botswana and Lesotho shared ninth spot. Turning to football, in an all-Malian encounter, Joliba play AS Real de Bamako in the capital Bamako in Orange Africa Confederations Cup action tomorrow Saturday. Egypt's El Ahly host Morocco's Diana Hassani El Jadidi. Ivory Coast's Sewe Sports and ASEC Mimosa encounter Nigeria's Bayelsa United and South Africa's Kaizer Chiefs respectively. Elsewhere, Congo Brazzaville's AC Leopards play Ghana's Medeama. Cameroon's Cotton Sport encounter Angola's Atletico Petrolios, while Tunisian clubs Etoile du Sahel and Bizertin are away to Guinea's Horoya and Zambia's Nkana, respectively. Meanwhile, FIFA Under-17 World Cup champions Nigeria begin their long journey to their title defense when they play in the regional West Africa Football Union WAFU Under-17 tournament in Lome, Togo from tomorrow Saturday. Although the tournament is not a qualifier for either the African or FIFA Under-17 tournaments, respectively, the region takes it as a serious event for grooming young talent. Nigeria is seeded in Group B and will play Niger and Mali. Group A features Benin, Ivory Coast, and Togo. In volleyball news, the 10-day Africa Women's Club Volleyball Championship starts in Carthage, Tunisia tomorrow Saturday, where Kenya Prisons are the defending champions. For Africa, this is the first qualifier for the World Women's Club Volleyball Championships in Lausanne, Switzerland later this year. In motorsports, motorcyclists from Ivory Coast will challenge their peers from Kenya, Rwanda, Tanzania and hosts Uganda at the FIM African Motocross Championships in Kampala on Sunday. Finally, the East Africa Chess Championship starts in Nairobi, Kenya tomorrow Saturday.
That report by Daybreak Africa's Mark Homer brings us to the end of this edition of the Sunnyside of Sports. I'm Douglas Mpuga. Sunny Young will be back next week. Now back to you, Yahya.